The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Thursday, August 2nd, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, again, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out my Facebook, got some new stuff posted again for you today, friends. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. And again, if you would like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. We love new callers. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to go online and check out Sons of Liberty Media on the homepage today, we're talking about Christmas in August. Court defends nativity, you think? Five Christian groups that are standing up behind Chick-fil-A saying we're not moving. In-Out Burger, Hobby Lobby, Forever 21, Interstate Battery. Incredible. In other words, these people are standing up while Chick-fil-A was being persecuted, so good for them. And that's exactly what they need to be doing. There's another company in there, too. I got to do a little homework on them before I put their name on the radio. Georgia voter votes yes on personhood amendment. And we got some good things, and we got some victories in the work. Again, if you'd like to check that out, it's Sons of Liberty Media. That's a baby website right now, but we're just slowly but surely taking ground day by day, taking the increase little by little as the Lord promised to give unto us in Exodus 23. Now, folks, I would also like to tell you that this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I got to get you updated really quick, because what I want to do today is I want to talk about college mottos. And they're going to blow you away. I promise you've never heard anything like this. I'm going all the way back to the foundation of Harvard, Princeton, and other colleges. And these mottos are so, rooted in the Christian heritage that we have. Again, you're going to say, that's Harvard's motto? That's Princeton's motto? And I'm going to say, yeah, that's Princeton's motto. And this is what these colleges were meant for. You ready for this? To raise up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What happened? Somebody dropped the ball. But before that, again, folks, I would be un-American not to share with you the huge victories that Chick-fil-A has had just over the last couple days. The left's attempt to damage Chick-fil-A completely backfired yesterday. Folks waited in line for hours to eat more chicken. In some cases, Chick-fil-A, ran out of food. Here's one sign that was posted on one of their doors. It says, "We want to thank everyone who came by to eat with us today. We had to close early because of the tremendous support of the raving Chick-fil-A fans. They said, we are out of food. Please come by and visit us tomorrow, and it will be our pleasure to serve you." Is that outstanding or what, friends? That is completely outstanding. And again, if I can just remind all those socialist, little socialist babies that listen to me on a daily basis, I just want to remind you, keep it up. Keep it up, because Chick-fil-A, they appreciate you. Taco Bell is now putting up on their signs, boycott us. In other words, they need the business. The message is loud and clear across the country that whatever these radical, homosexual, un-American criminals do, it's completely backfiring. And I'm going to show you their criminality in just a couple of moments here. But I also want to thank the radical homosexual communities for doing what they did, because you just vindicated everything I've done over the last 10 years. And every attack I've endured from you people has been astounding. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you did, because you just set a national precedent. And it looks like you fell into the pit that you yourselves have dug. And I'm going to continuously proclaim the truth about these radicals. But after what just took place last week, I don't have to spend as much time on that topic anymore, because America, they just brought it to you for me. But interestingly enough, friends, I'm going to play a video of an individual, a homosexual advocate that went through a line at Chick-fil-A yesterday. This is out online right now. You'd like to check it out on my Facebook. It's Bradley Dean, double E. I'll get you during the break, or someone, one of the girls will get you on the break, or if you go ahead and befriend me right now, they'll go ahead and click you on as a friend. And you can check this video out. It's pretty incredible. Go ahead and play that for me, please.
Well, I'm waiting in line. I'm next in line. I'm pretty excited about my free water. It's been a long line. There's a long line of cars, too. I don't know if you can see, but it's, you know, people have to have their Chick-fil-A anti-gay breakfast sandwich.
Pro family.
Always tastes better when it's full of hate.
Oh, yeah. Full of hate. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. Is this my free water?
It is.
Awesome. You know why I'm getting the free water, right?
I do not.
Because Chick-fil-A is a hateful corporation.
I disagree. I wouldn't.
I know, but
we treat any of our customers differently. We don't.
I know, but you guys, but the corporation gives money to hate groups. Hate groups. Just because people want to kiss another guy. Sorry?
I have to say neutral on the subject. My personal beliefs should be in the workplace.
Yeah, I believe that too. I don't believe corporations should be giving money to hateful groups. Totally understand. I'll take my water.
Okay. It's my pleasure to serve you always.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm glad that I can take a little bit of money from Chick-fil-A and maybe less money to hate groups.
Well,
have a great day.
We're always happy to serve everyone.
I don't know how you live with yourself.
I don't know how you live with yourself for working for Chick-fil-A. Anti-gay. Now, folks, again, remember I told you time and time again, they smack you in the face, they pull your hair, and they crime victim. I got a question for you. What are they the victims of? Well, let me tell you, they're the victims of the law, and they can't stand normal people. You got Bradley with the sonsofliberty.com, sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, now is the time. 1-877-807-9976.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Right before the break, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was sharing with you a posted sign on one of the Chick-fil-A's. We want to thank you, everyone who came by to eat with us today. We had to close early because of the tremendous support of the raving Chick-fil-A fans. We are out of food. Please come back and visit us tomorrow, and it will be our pleasure to serve you. And then I played right before the break an audio, which is actual. It's an actual video. If you'd like to see that, I got it posted on my Facebook right now. It's right on top. That's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And what you'll hear is you'll hear one of the homosexuals calling, basically going after one of the employees that works for Chick-fil-A, saying that you work for a hateful corporation, anti-gay. No, we're not anti-gay. We're pro-family. We're pro-God. We're pro-American. You're anti-American. You're anti-God. And at length, it always comes back to the attacks on God. Interestingly enough, our friends over at Glenn Beck's operation had posted some stuff as well. And I'm going to read off some of the loving emails from these homosexuals. But before I do that, I want you guys to hear this really quick. Somebody posted a picture of a chicken on a crucifix mocking Christ with Chick-fil-A in the background. This is coming from the radical homosexual communities. And it says this on the little post they have, again with a chicken on it on a crucifix mocking Christ. He died for your hate. Listen carefully. He died for your hate. No homosexual communities. He died for your sins. And you're willing to crucify him again afresh, Hebrews 6, because you want to remain in your sin. He died to cover your sin, the sins of the world. His blood is the propitiation, the sacrifice of the sins of the world. And you want to trample his sacrifice and live your own way and set yourself against God by mocking Christ and putting a chicken up on a crucifix. Folks, I've told you this a million times. You're not dealing with people that think like me and you. Some of the emails that came back to Chick-fil-A yesterday, friends. Let's all go to Chick-fil-A today, lynch a fag or two, then hopefully all suffer major heart attacks and die. Listen to the love and tolerance. Because you disagree and you obey God and you obey the laws of the land. Here's another one. I appreciate Chick-fil-A for trying to kill good Christians through heart disease and obesity. God bless. They spelt it wrong. These are homosexual radicals attacking Chick-fil-A and the American people, going after Christianity. And you'll notice them always going after the things of Christ. Listen, oh, please, please, let there be a news story about some Bible thumper having a heart attack and dying in a Chick-fil-A today, fingers crossed. Are you beginning to understand totalitarianism? See, because they know that they can't do this through a lawful means, so they have to do it through deceptive means. And once you figure out their deceptive means, then what they do is they try to push it down your throat by force. That's totalitarianism. Here's another one. Hope the Christian conservative fat blank bigots choke on their Chick-fil-A today. Another loving homosexual. Here's another one for you. Scott Rickey. Hey, homophobes, enjoy your chick today. I hope you roach blanks choke. Listen to this love. Because you agree with conservative marriage, traditional marriage. Hey, homophobes. Homophobes, it means you're afraid of homosexuals. I ain't afraid of them at all. The reason they attack is because they're afraid, friends. They're being uncovered. Hey, homophobes, enjoy your chicken today. I hope your roach blanks choke. Hey, if you got to eat at Chick-fil-A today, I hope you choke to death on that LGBT-hating chicken. Folks, they're sick people, man. They're just sick in the mind. Bigots would rather die of heart attack than to support basic civil rights. It's not a civil issue at all. That's what blacks are getting jacked about. And I shared with you a couple days ago how the blacks are rising up and pointing their fingers at the homosexual communities and saying, you better get off us. You better quit equating your perversion with the color of our skin. Here's another one. What would Jesus do? Buy 10 big sandwiches, eat them all, and die of a heart attack. It's all in the Bible. See how they mock Christ, friends? They're not putting a chicken up on a cross. Then they're literally tweeting people, attacking anybody that stands up for who we are. And it shows you their perversion, their mental illness, and their crime against we the people. And they're willing to go at any length to have it their way. As they cry the victim. Here's another one for you. At least we can take comfort in the fact that all the homophobes stuffing their face with Chick-fil-A will be dead sooner or later. Oh, you radicals, you just undo yourselves. I just totally appreciate this. This is on national media right now, friends. Oh, and by the way, you might have noticed yesterday a couple of the outlets just kind of overlooked the success of Chick-fil-A, didn't they? They sure did. They sure did. They didn't want you to see the victory and the voice of the people. And when the American people figure out that the state-run media, first of all, less than 21% approval rating, and there's a reason for that, they're going bankrupt because people aren't listening to them anymore. CNN president just recently resigned, I'm sorry. NBC just took a poll. NBC, friends. NBC just took a poll recently and found out that their viewers, the American people that view NBC, on taking a poll, said that 85% during that poll, it blew NBC away, agreed with leaving God absolutely where he's at in everything in our heritage, in society, in our civil buildings, on our money, in the Pledge of Allegiance, crosses. You have a small minority, less than 1.7% of the American people that are attacking who we are, siding with this corrupt administration. So, I think we're pretty much well covered on that topic. Good for Chick-fil-A, good for the people standing up, and good for the homosexuals exposing and exhibiting who they really are. I praise God for that. Because next time someone writes something or says something, they're going to look at it a different way. Now they're going to understand who's doing the hating. That's why we ain't sitting down on this garbage, friends. And you better know who your enemies are. When you have a group of people that are willing to upend the Constitution to have their way, you know something is seriously wrong. And how many outlets, when I look out there and I look at the outlets, it's incredible to me, those that just overlook it. They just go along with it because they're afraid they're going to be attacked. Let them attack. Let them attack. Chick-fil-A is saying, man, do it again. Taco Bell is saying boycott us. This is the time for the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots to stand up against this garbage because they're zeroing in on your kids in public schools, wanting to queerify the elementary. Or to send Dan Savage to go condescend your students at a journalism course, attacking none other than the Bible, and then your students if they don't agree with their lifestyle. And Dan Savage is the guy that said he wanted a bone sanctorum. This is the guy that said the only thing sticking his private business into Brad Pitt's mouth was legislation through a piece of paper. Dan Savage is also the homosexual radical that goes into public schools or colleges because people don't have enough common sense to see that they're under attack by an immoral people. And what do they do? What does he do? He said he wishes all of his opponents, political opponents, were dead. You're not dealing with people that play by the law. That law is the obstacle for them. And everybody just sits around, oh, there's something wrong. Oh, yes, there is something wrong. Read Romans 1:24. They're reprobate. They're at war with God. End of story. And I think I just did a good job by sharing with you their tweets. And what are their tweets saying? Everything is anti-God, mocking Christ, putting a chicken up on a crucifixion. And by the way, that is spiritually dangerous when you begin to mock Christ. Very dangerous. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But America just sits back and says, oh, that's their thing. We're afraid. Afraid of what? You know you're doing your job. Well, if you leave good fruit, but you know how you're doing your job. Good or bad, as to what you leave your posterity. What are you leaving your posterity, friends? This? What, to cower? Every time some pervert wants to stand up and attack them and tell them they better shut their mouth? Or the NEA wants to throw a drag queen caucus on them or a homosexual caucus on them? And you're just going to stand down? We're talking about your families, friends. We're talking about your kids, friends. We're talking about those that want to destroy traditional marriage by overthrowing the Constitution. Because that Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. Hello. I'm going to take a quick break. If you want to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about the mottos in the colleges in your country, so you can understand where you came from. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty off-air call says. This sounds like the type of hate you've been experiencing because of what Rachel Maddow reported. This particular caller said, I will continue to eat Chick-fil-A and support ministries like you who continue to fight for our God-given liberties. Wants to encourage listeners to do the same. Good for you. One more thing on my docket, which I forgot about. On June 25th, the San Francisco Weekly broke the story that Larry Brinken, a homosexual rights icon, was busted for possession of horrific child pornography, a felony offense. Brinken served a 22-year tenure at the Human Rights Commission, and the Board of Supervisors even declared the week of February 1st, 2010, Larry Brinken Week. A search warrant issued by the San Francisco Police Department found that Brinken had pornographic images, some of which show children as young as 1 to 3 years old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adults. So, folks, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and call the San Francisco Police Department, and we're going to ask for the update live if we could. Let's go ahead and call them up and see what the situation is. I'm waiting for Heather to plug us in. We're talking about our kids here, friends. Gotcha. Thank you.
Media Relations, this is Vinny. Can I help you?
Hi, I have a question for you. Can I talk to somebody really quick concerning Larry Brinken, the individual who on June 25th was busted for child pornography? We just wanted to get an update if we could, please.
Who's calling?
My name is Bradley Dean. I am a radio show host for an organization called the Sons of Liberty out of Minnesota.
Okay, I don't have anybody for you to talk to at this point.
Is there an update? Ma'am, is there an update on that case? Has he been formally charged?
I'm not a spokesperson.
Okay.
So I do need to transfer you to an officer's voicemail, okay?
Sounds good.
Hold on.
Okay. Well, she got a little defensive. Maybe she didn't get her coffee this morning. You think? It's interesting how people just roll over on this stuff, friends. We have not seen anything online concerning this individual, Larry Icahn, a homosexual rights icon, who was busted for child pornography. Children as young as 1 to 3 years old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men. 1 to 3 years old. We just checked online just the other day as to what's going on with the case. Can't find a thing. They're trying to bury it, friends. Well, we're not going to let them bury it. Do a little homework and find out what this is all about. Isn't that interesting? No one to talk to concerning a horrific case like this? I mean, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? And this is the San Francisco Police Department? Wow. Come on. Let's roll here, folks. Folks, I'm on hold right now with the San Francisco Police Department concerning Larry Brinken, a homosexual rights icon who was busted for possession of horrific child pornography, a felony offense. Oh, by the way, we had some groups actually trying to justify what he was doing. Some bloggers, some radical homosexual bloggers. Maybe she got lost. Hello? Here we go. Wow. I'm on some good coffee because the reason I know that is because these people are really slow. Now, if I wasn't on coffee, I'd probably think this is the norm.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail box for Officer Albie Esparza with the San Francisco Police Department's Media Relations Unit. I'm unavailable at this time, so please
what
leave your
name,
message, and your phone number, and I will contact you back as soon as possible.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Bradley Dean. I'm calling you on live radio right now. I'm calling about Larry Brinken, a homosexual rights icon who was busted for possession of horrific child pornography, which happens to be a felony offense. And we're just curious to know as to when Larry Brinken was charged for his crimes against children aging from 1 to 3 years old, being sodomized and performing oral sex. We went online, sir, and we just could not find any update or as to the proceedings as to what took place with Larry Brinken. So if you can give us a call back, we'd greatly appreciate it. If you could call us back on live radio, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. And if you could call back between 2 and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, that would be absolutely perfect. Again, my name is Bradley Dean, and I just want to let you folks know we're not going to let this one go, so we'd greatly appreciate some information. Thank you very much. There you have it. Not letting it go, friends. Sick and tired of it. Zeroing in on our kids, not on my watch. No way. You know, you hear people say it really hits the fan or someone's raising hell. Well, let me tell you something. I ain't raising hell. I'm lower in heaven in Jesus' name because the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, friends. No way. All right. If you want to call in, 1-877-807-9977. No off-air phone calls, friends. Come on. This is bold radio, right? This is about our republic. This is about our families. This is about our government. This is about our freedoms. This is about freedom of religion in this country. This is about winning the day. This is about remaining the light of the world, that the world sits back and watches 24/7 and saying, man, I wish I could live there. What are them people in America allowing right now is blowing me away. Nah, we're not going to let that one slide neither. Hey, by the way, maybe we'll call Pelosi tomorrow. Maybe we can ask her for her tax returns live on radio. We can ask her to talk to us about the Word of God. Remember how she kept talking about the Word and how beautiful the Word is? I think it's important just to bring it on live radio. Hey, folks, these people dodge us like bullets. They literally do. So do these religious groups out there, these freedom from religion jokers and the Rob Bostons of the world. They won't get on here because they don't have any premise, no lawful premise. The law's on our side. We just want to show you how it works. But she's already refused a request to be on our program. Well, we'll just call her live then. And what we're going to do is we're going to start calling people live on the radio, and we'll try to get them on the radio. Or when we have them return our phone calls, we want them to return our phone calls live on air. Because this isn't Fox Radio, friends. This isn't where we get a couple guests on our show and debate away the pith and marrow of who we are without fail. Oh, hey! One more thing about Fox News we forgot about. Did you guys know that Shepard Smith is a homosexual? He kind of threw in his two cents yesterday Did you get that, Carrie? Yeah. Listen to this, friends. This is Fox News, just to show you what you're up against over there. Folks, it's getting ridiculous. Last night I was listening to a popular show host, and he had two guests on there talking about the Word of God. And it's like, ladies, can you show me in Scripture where it says any of what you're saying? You're completely backwards in your argument, in every sense of the word. They sound like absolute fools. They have wooden, blunt swords, and they're trying to quote the Word of God. And I'll tell you why they can't quote the Word of God, because there's no truth in them. It's not in them. But Fox is getting so bad that I just can't even stomach those guys anymore. Even driving from my house, I don't even want to listen to it anymore. It's that bad. They're going to start to tank too, especially after what Shepard Smith did yesterday. Remember again, folks, what I was talking about earlier with Chick-fil-A? Well, listen to what Shepard Smith said. Who's a homosexual. He's trying to hide out, but he didn't hide out with his comments yesterday. He proclaimed them for America to hear yesterday. Go ahead and play that. Listen to this, friends.
As we approach the bottom of the hour and the top of the news on Studio B, it's National Badminton Day. Forget the National Day of Intolerance. Let's just stay with badminton.
Did you hear that, friends? National Day of Intolerance. National Day of Intolerance, said Shepard Smith from Fox News. Shame on you, Fox. Shame on you, Fox. Bill O'Reilly the other day, capitulating, relinquishing the rights on the Second Amendment issue because he was too foolish to figure out what he was saying was untrue and unlawful and unconstitutional. But he said it anyways. My goodness, friends. Here, listen to that again. Shepard Smith yesterday, when Chick-fil-A and the American people spoke loud and clear, the conservative outlet spoke against what you were doing, America. Listen carefully to Shepard Smith, an open homosexual.
As we approach the bottom of the hour and the top of the news on Studio B, it's National Badminton Day. Forget the National Day of Intolerance. Let's
you
just
know what?
Badminton.
You're... Shepard Smith, you're exactly right. That's right. National Day of showing how intolerant radical homosexuals are on the American Constitution and the attack on Christianity. You're exactly right, Mr. Shepard Smith. I wonder how long he's going to last after he said that. Is he closeted or is he out now? Because he just came out inadvertently. I don't think he realized it. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth. He probably didn't mean to say it, but he said it anyways, didn't he? But he's right. Intolerance towards anyone that stands up against the radical homosexuals. Still waiting for that call from Larry Brinken and the San Francisco Police Department. Oh, one more point with that. Did you know that when Larry Brinken was busted, he was busted in Los Angeles? They gave it over to San Francisco Police Department, but Captain William Riddle said that there was 30,000 kids in Los Angeles, California, that were victims of homosexual crimes. Wow, that's crazy stuff. Folks, this isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about protecting a particular people that are under attack. Anybody that doesn't agree with them. Amen. Amen. I suppose we better get to this topic really quick. We're going to start upping the ante around here and start pulling people out that want to hide behind their secretaries, or the police in this particular situation with Larry Brinken. Maybe what we'll even do is go online and find out those that have been attacking the ministry and then call them up and just ask them on live air. So, did you ever call and talk to me about any of that? Who did you hear that from? Really? Who said that? What's the problem? Well, here you have me now, so go ahead and speak your piece. Let's see how it works out. We'll start doing that tomorrow, friends. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty. One more shout out, 1-877-807-9977. We'll take this phone call. Phone calls right after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Wow. You know what? I'm not even getting into my topic right now, but you know, this is about the people. So, your radio show, friends, 1-877-807-9977. You got Chase. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, thank you. Can I just say, I really love what's going on with the whole Chick-fil-A thing. It's such a cool situation to see because I mean, light always exposes what's in the darkness, and these guys, all the homo groups, all the LGBT advocates are just showing exactly what's behind the scene, what's behind the mask. I mean, everything that they do is hate this way and hate that way,
yep.
And yet they claim the same for Chick-fil-A. But, I mean, that's the kind of leadership that America needs to see, is the ones who stand on principle and not the emotions or the sympathies of the people who are part of their own groups. I mean, that's all these homo groups have, is their own emotional backlash. And, I mean, that's who's going to fall down.
Well, Chase, if I can interject a thought, though, what happens is, and I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag because I don't want to say too much here, but the more they attack, the more you pull the curtain back, and the more you pull the curtain back, you'll find out why they're so afraid of being exposed.
Yeah, it's like all you can do is keep prodding them, and they slowly reveal themselves for who they are.
They totally do.
Taking off their mask.
Especially the more they attack. And why are they so hard-headed about what they're doing? Pull the curtain back, and you'll find out why.
Exactly. It's like there's that quote that says, I don't know who said it, but something about how you should never trust somebody as a friend until you make them angry.
That's right.
And definitely making these guys angry, and they're showing themselves to be quite the enemy of our country and not the friend that they might claim.
Absolutely. So you're exactly right. I don't even want to add on to that or take away from that, but I appreciate the phone call. You're exactly right.
You bet.
Cool. Amen. Thanks. Yep, thanks for calling. Am I going to even get to this topic today? Oh, folks, I'm trying to be patient. Harvard, Yale, Princeton. Whoa. You know what I'm going to do today, friends? Give you a little bit, put a little salt on your tongue concerning Harvard. It was started by congressionalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Their motto was for Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ. Harvard's was, friends. What about Yale? Started by Congressionalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wow. I mean, that might explain why 25 of our 55 signers had seminary degrees. And the least religious signer, Thomas Paine, he was over in France rebuking the people over there for praising the scientists rather than the giver of the science that men study. Science is the study of creation. Wow. Yale requirements. All scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God and His Word, diligently reading His holy scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of religion. Give me a little preview as to what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. What about Princeton? Started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wow. President of Princeton requires of his students, every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, not just on Sundays. And shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. Wow. In 1890, survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, president of the University of Vermont and University of Michigan, found over 90% of colleges in America had chapel services, 50% had compulsory chapel, and 25% of all colleges in America required church attendance. Wow. This is incredible. In 1860, 262 of 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, it's not the Christianity that you're seeing today. What you're seeing today is a lack of Christianity today. Another Baptist preacher was busted today for having sex with a 16-year-old girl. Crazy stuff, friends. Wow. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Jesus himself. Religious people crucified Christ, friends. Don't let the light go out. 262 of 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was in 1860, not 1774 or 1776. Our second president of the United States, John Adams, said that he listened to over 5,000 sermons from Puritans, and that he so feared God, filial fear, as a son to a father. He so feared God that he thought of nothing else but pleasing him. They called him the Colossus of Independence. Look at the writings of every president all the way up until the Bushes, friends. I'm not saying they were all just in any sense of the word. Nixon is exactly where he belongs. Johnson, the same thing, all the way down the line. Over one-third of faculty were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Witherspoon, the president of Princeton, rightly said, he said he is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. He said, whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. Let me reiterate this and I'll take some more calls. The grace of God is not to be used as an occasion for the flesh. It's not a cover. The grace of God is the empowerment to overcome your sin, not to get by. We don't have any excuses as Christians. We don't have any excuses as patriots. Do you know what that definition, friends, is of patriot? To uphold dying laws. Christ died to magnify the law, the moral law. The ceremonial law has been done away with in Christ. Most pastors don't even know that. Preachers. And I got another question for you. Why are pastors leading up the church anyways? 1 Corinthians 12:28 says the apostle first, the prophet second, thirdly the teacher. Then the evangelist, then the pastor. Everything is up on its head in every sense of the word. I'm going to talk about those tomorrow. I'm going to give you some more of their findings within the colleges, not only just their mottos, but the pith and the marrow. And who are the signers that came out of Harvard, out of Princeton, out of Yale? Absolutely incredible stuff. Mind-boggling. But I'll tell you what it does do. It solidifies who you are, and it puts your feet back on the foundations of this country. Remember what George Washington said? Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Study. Study the Constitution. Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. This is Lincoln. Justin, you got Bradley with Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in, my friend. Go for it.
All right, really quick. I was just going to say that when the Japanese attacked America with Pearl Harbor, after the attack, they when they were attacked, they said, we have woken the great giant. And I totally see God working this in the favor where the American church can stand up and be the great giant that it's called to be. So wipe out the, you know, those that stand against God.
Oh, I agree. It's just not a good place to put yourself, friends. As a matter of fact, if you study out Deuteronomy 28, you'll find that there's 14 blessings, which it starts out with. The first 14 scriptures are the blessings of the Lord to those that keep the commandments of the Lord. And why do they do that? Because they love him. That's the Old Testament. The New Testament says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. And Christ said in 1 John as well, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. By the way, what are our veterans doing? They're fighting, bleeding, and dying to what? Ratify, to magnify the laws of our Constitution overseas? But over in America, the American people just roll over because they can't figure out why the veterans died in the natural? I'll tell you what, if you want an eye-opener and you want your heart changed, first of all, call upon the name of the Lord in true repentance in Jesus Christ, and then go to Arlington Cemetery. And then when you walk out of Arlington Cemetery and you're so awed by the price paid for your freedoms, ask for a constitution because that's what they died to ratify. And then after you read that, then I want to see how far you're going to tolerate corruption in your government because you're not going to tolerate it. Then people in government that are corrupt, they don't have the right to desecrate the memory of what your family members paid for with their lives in many cases. Give us a call back tomorrow. Outside of that, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Give us a call tomorrow for those that we can't take. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.